This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
Developing now, search and rescue teams are looking for a Berkeley man in Oregon. They say 23-year-old Brian Lewenstein fell from the top of the tree there and actually fell from the top of Toketee Falls, yesterday afternoon. Authorities say that Lewenstein had crossed a safety fence to take a photo when he slipped and fell down a steep embankment.
New details now on the accused Golden State killer. Investigators now say evidence links Joseph DeAngelo to the killing of Claude Snelling back in 1975. Police say the victim was shot while stopping the kidnapping of his 16-year-old daughter in Visalia. They believe this may have been his first murder. They say DeAngelo is also the so-called Visalia ransacker, the man accused of burglarizing more than 100 homes in the area around the same time Snelling was killed.
These crimes and the manner in which they were committed brought fear to this quiet community during the 18-month period in which the Visalia ransacker terrorized this city and at times was known to eat or prepare food in the victim's residences during his crimes.
This now brings the total number of victims to 13. DeAngelo is accused of committing the murders during the 70s and 80s. DNA evidence led to his arrest in April. He's due back in court next month.
In Oakland, a police officer is in the hospital this afternoon after an early morning accident. Officials say the officer was responding to a report of suspicious people near 7th and Middle Harbor just before 3 this morning. But on his way, his patrol SUV hit another vehicle and then slid and hit a parked semi. The officer had to be pulled from the wreckage and taken to the hospital.
At this time, we're not releasing the name. What we can share with you is he's a fairly new officer, hasn't been on the department for too long, but again, listed in critical condition.
The other two drivers involved were not injured. Officials are at the scene investigating.
Today in West Sacramento, CHP officers gathered this morning to remember one of their own killed in the line of duty. Officer Kirk Griss. On Friday, Griss was killed in a crash on Interstate 80 in Fairfield. CHP says he had pulled over a Vallejo man when a pickup truck veered off the road, struck and killed both of them. We're told the driver of the pickup is cooperating in the investigation. Today, fellow officers held a ceremonial ringing of the memorial bell to honor Griss's end of watch.
Someone that's grown up on this department, been a member for 19 years, a valued member of the community, and who was also a very good motorcycle officer on top of it.
Griss served the Solano area CHP for 16 years after serving in the CHP's Contra Costa and Oakland offices. He is survived by his wife, Carrie, adult daughters, Katie and Casey, and 14-year-old son, Cole.
Now to an update on the largest wildfire in California history, the Mendocino Complex fire. Made up of the river and ranch fires that merged, in total, it has burned more than 340,000 acres over the weekend. New evacuations were ordered near Lake Pillsbury in Lake County.
And from the fire lines down in Southern California, a heartwarming video of an exchange between a firefighter and a homeowner via a doorbell camera.
We're going to hang out here a little while longer before we move on, but your house is safe.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We let nothing get into the house. The yard's a little blackened, but your house is perfect.
Pretty wonderful. Last Thursday, Frank Grosso was given the good news about his home in Riverside County. While he had his family, he and his family were safely evacuated in Irvine. The Holy Fire has scorched more than 22,000 acres and is 52% contained. Currently, there is a man in custody, this man, who police say started the fire.
Meanwhile, in Reading today, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Agricultural Secretary Sony Perdue met with fire crews battling the Carr fire. They discussed California's wildfire recovery efforts as well as ways to prevent fires from spreading, including clearing dead brush and trees.
We're not talking about intensive logging operations. We're talking about grazing to restore the health of our forest, to remove the density and remove the dead and dying trees.
Now, the Carr fire has burned more than 200,000 acres and killed 8 people, including a firefighter who died last Thursday. It is now 61% contained.
Chief Meteorologist Paul Deano is keeping an eye on those fire conditions for us, Paul.
Well, thankfully, a little bit of a help today. The breeze coming in from the ocean is stronger, the marine layer is a little bit thicker, and the humidity has responded by increasing, so that's some good news. And you may have noticed, away from the water, not as warm today. It is actually a little chilly out there, and we are socked in on our Salesforce Tower cams. So that marine layer is up to 1,070 feet, if not higher. Look at the highs inland. 87 in Concord. That's the coolest we've been in about a month. Livermore only 80. San Jose only 73. Santa Rosa 77. And the typically cool spots, yeah, a degree or two cooler. You've been chilly, never really warmed up. San Francisco currently 60. The 24-hour change this time yesterday to right now, we are 10 degrees cooler in Fairfield, Livermore, and San Jose. 9 degrees cooler in Santa Rosa. 9 degrees cooler in Concord. Now, air quality tomorrow takes a step back. We're not going into a spare the air situation, but it will go from good to moderate for one day. We'll have moderate air quality throughout the Bay Area. Overnight lows tonight with low clouds pushing inland. Vallejo 57, Livermore 57, Mountain View 57, and Santa Rosa 52. And your highs tomorrow, once again, not that warm. No 90s. 85 in Concord, Fairfield 86, Napa 82, Santa Rosa 84, and seasonably chilly for Oakland, San Francisco, and Pacifica with highs only in the 60s. Talk about a warm-up coming up on KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock. That's your forecast.
All right, Paul, thanks for that. The FBI has fired the veteran agent who sent those text messages criticizing President Trump before the 2016 election. Peter Strzok worked on both the Hillary Clinton email investigation as well as the ongoing probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Strzok had exchanged anti-Trump texts with former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, whom he was having an affair with. President Trump celebrated his firing today, saying, finally.
The war of words between the president and a former advisor continues as Omarosa Manigault Newman calls President Trump a racist. She's admitted to secretly recording conversations, including the moment she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
The recording comes ahead of her new memoir, Unhinged, and follows another secret recording she released, one with Chief of Staff John Kelly, firing her in the super secure White House Situation Room. Days after calling her a lowlife, the president took to Twitter saying, quote, "When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out, if possible, because she only said great things about me until she got fired."
Well, they wanted their rent reduced, but instead the 49ers will be paying more to play at Levi's Stadium now. The city of Santa Clara and the team have been battling over the stadium rent for years now. They have been in arbitration over a clause in the contract which allows for a rent reduction based on financial performance. The arbitrator decided to raise the Niners' annual rent by $300,000 to a total of $24.7 million.
A new AP report shows Google is tracking your movements even when the location history is turned off. Many Google services on Android devices and iPhones store your location data. Critics say it stems from Google's drive to boost advertising revenue. Google says it provides robust controls so people can turn them on or off and delete their histories at any time.
A retirement announcement coming from the Napa County Sheriff's Department. Nash, one of the department's drug-sniffing dogs, is hanging up her badge. The 6-year-old canine was particularly good at drug cases. Her last day on the job will be August 24th, and we'll have more on her retirement coming up at 6 o'clock.
More news out of Napa. Meet Wilhelmina Mamie Fulner. Last Sunday, she was so eager to greet the world, her parents had to pull over into the Napa County Sheriff's parking lot, and that's where she was born. The Sheriff's Office posted these photos on their Facebook page saying, "Wilhelmina has two very happy big brothers."
I'm Andrea Nakano at the Oakland Coliseum, where the A's begin a crucial six-game stretch this week, starting with three against the Seattle Mariners tonight and three over the weekend against the Houston Astros. Now, yesterday was a pretty wild one down in Anaheim. Jed Lowrie belted a two-run shot in the fourth inning to give Oakland a 7-3 lead over the Angels. It was his 18th of the season and the 1,000th hit of his career. The A's took 2-3 from the Angels. They are now 70-48 on the season. You can see why this homestand is so important for the A's. They can separate themselves even more from Seattle in the wild card standings while they take a shot at Houston in the division race. They're just 2.5 back of the Astros.
You know, they went through a tough stretch, and now they're playing similar to the way they were playing, you know, and they were playing really well. So it should be an exciting series. You know, hopefully our fans come out and support us because they give us a big lift when our place is rocking. So hopefully that's the case. We're looking forward to it.
Here are their pitching probables for the Mariners series. Tonight, a pair of lefties, Marco Gonzalez faces Sean Manaea, then James Paxton against Mike Fiers, Mike Leake against Brett Anderson in the finale. The Giants, meanwhile, head to LA for a three-game set against the Dodgers, and it'll be a free trip for Derek Rodriguez, who pitched seven innings yesterday against the Pirates. He struck out four and only allowed an earned run. The Giants split the four-game set with Pittsburgh. Rodriguez is firmly in the rookie of the year conversation. He's been amazing this year. He's 6-1 with a 2.25 earned run average, and he strikes out over 7 per 9 innings. He's the son of Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez and is slowly moving out of his father's shadow.
I've been waiting for that my whole life, to be honest with you, be my own player. I knew it was going to happen when I got called up. Everybody, you know, son of Pudge and stuff. But, you know, I'm just happy slowly but surely I'm starting to separate myself from him a little bit more. But, you know, it happens.
To the NFL, the 49ers added another running back today after injuries to two of their top running backs. They added veteran Alfred Morris on Thursday against Dallas. Matt Breida suffered a shoulder injury, and then yesterday, Jerick McKinnon got a muscle strain in his leg. So, veteran Alfred Morris will help fill the void. Morris was with the Cowboys for the last two seasons, but previously ran for nearly 4,000 yards in three seasons with the Redskins. That's right, that means Kyle Shanahan was his offensive coordinator for two of them. Maybe Morris will get some playing time Saturday when the 49ers play the Texans in Houston. Kickoff is set for 5 p.m. right here on KPIX5. And the first pitch here at the Coliseum is at 7:05. It should be a good three-game set against the Mariners this week and also against the Houston Astros over the weekend. Back to you, Ken and Liz.
Yeah, two great series for the locals.
Yeah, it's great. AL West is shaping up to be pretty fun.
All right, let's hope they do turn out the Coliseum. The A's can use their support for sure. Andrea, thank you very much.
Good to have a good home game.
Yep.
We stream our KPIX5 news at 5 o'clock every day on CBSSF.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com, and we'll see you at the boardwalk.